This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. Two Alaska Native corporations will partner to take on a Juneau-based tour bus company. As Claire Strempel reports for KTOO, Huna Totem and Doi Unlimited say this is just the beginning.
The new joint venture is between a huge regional Alaska Native corporation from the interior and a smaller Southeast Village corporation. Doi Unlimited is Alaska's largest private landholder and a major force in Denali tourism, and they went 50-50 with Huna Totem, owners of a successful cruise destination at Icy Strait Point, early this year. The partnership is called Na Dena, and Doi Un President and CEO Aaron Schutt says its aim is to fill some gaps in tourism infrastructure statewide.
There's an opportunity to bring more people to Alaska and give them a better experience.
Schutt says transportation, lodging, and visitor experience are all areas where Na Dena, the new joint venture, can grow. They're starting with transportation. Na Dena acquired a majority share in Alaska Coach Tours, a Juneau-headquartered company they think can expand statewide.
It's not like we're just buying a bunch of buses from somebody. They have a good team providing a very good product to the same customers we already serve.
Dennis McDonald started Alaska Coach Tours in 2004.
You know, we weren't necessarily looking to sell part of our company.
But this year, his company gave up its majority stake. He says part of the reason is growth that could come from Na Dena's capital, and part of it was in keeping with his company's ethos of telling real Alaska history to visitors.
We just felt that, you know, what a better situation to have two very well-respected Native corporations join forces with an Alaskan company. And this the opportunities that we discussed. I just got really excited about what the potential was.
It's a big investment after 2 years of extreme economic downturn in the tourism industry due to the pandemic. Mickey Richardson, who runs marketing for Huna Totem Corporation, says the lull gave them time to start the new company.
So right now is the time to do that, when we have time to develop and to think further into the future and not be so wrapped up with our day-to-day operations.
Southeast residents won't see any major changes to Alaska Coach Tours this season, except that McDonnell expects his tours to be fully operational for the first time since before the pandemic. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Claire Strempel.
At the Central Peninsula landfill in Soldotna, the Kenai... Why can I not hear myself? Oh, because I'm barely coming up there. At the Central Peninsula landfill in Soldotna, the Kenai Peninsula Borough and the Homer Electric Association hope to turn trash into treasure by capturing harmful methane gas and turning it into fuel. KDLL's Sabine Pooks has more.
The borough and HEA have been talking about implementing the Soldotna Landfill Gas Project for years. Landfills across the U.S. are putting together similar programs to cut costs and comply with environmental regulations. Last month, HEA took its largest step on the project when it submitted a request for grant funding for the project's design from the Alaska Energy Authority. David Thomas is director of strategic services for the utility. He says the project will save the borough money.
There's not a regulatory requirement yet to do this, but there are economic savings to be achieved by utilizing an unused resource.
At the center of the plan is methane, a greenhouse gas that's much more harmful to the atmosphere than carbon dioxide. Landfills like the Central Peninsula Landfill are some of the biggest contributors of human-related methane emissions in the U.S. As it stands, the methane at the Soldotna Landfill is lost in the air. HEA's project would capture that methane, burn it, and generate additional electricity for its grid, about 1.6 megawatts, or about 3% of the total load. The project would also power the landfill's leachate evaporator. Leachate is the liquid that results when snow or rain seeps through trash. If left alone, it can also get into the ground. For years, the borough's been dealing with its leachate by turning it into water vapor, using an evaporator that runs on natural gas. The methane plant would create heat that could be used to power that evaporator. That way, Thomas says, the borough would be generating gas on site rather than buying it from NSTAR.
There's potentially over $1 million a year savings to go this route than to continue on the current path.
Plus, the project would capture the harmful methane that the landfill garbage is now leaking. Thomas says while Central Peninsula Landfill isn't yet mandated to deal with its methane emissions, it is a requirement for larger facilities. Anchorage is already capturing its landfill methane, delivering landfill gas to Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, where it's converted to electricity and used to partly power the base. The grant application HEA submitted January 18th would fund a detailed design of a potential plant. While HEA's done preliminary design planning to sketch out the economics of the project, it hasn't come up with a full schematic that outlines aspects like pipe size and foundation details. Thomas says it needs that first before it can issue a request for proposals and hand over a plan to a contractor. The project in total is estimated to cost over $12 million. In Kenai, I'm Sabine Pooks.
And for KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause. Two Alaska Native corporations will enter a joint venture in tourism. I'm Trip Krause, and I'll have more details coming up at the bottom of the hour right here on 90.3 KNBA.